Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from The Creative Pen and this is Amy Porterfield and today we're talking about Facebook marketing. So welcome Amy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. So maybe you could start by just introducing yourself and what you do.
Great. Like you said, my name is Amy Porterfield and I am a social media consultant. I specialize in Facebook marketing and I'm currently co-authoring the book Facebook Marketing All-in-One for Dummies. So I'm pretty obsessed with Facebook these days.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's exactly what we need. Now, I do use Facebook. You know, I have a few things, but I'm not an expert. So that's why we're talking to you. So first of all, I guess for those people who may not be on it yet or might not really know what they're doing, why is Facebook so important?
You know, Facebook is an extremely powerful tool. You've probably heard that over 500 million active users are on Facebook today, which is a pretty astounding number. But I have to admit, I was a huge Twitter fan before I was on Facebook. And so I thought Twitter was where it's at, and I still really love Twitter. But what I realized about Facebook, especially Facebook pages, is that you can do so much more in the sense of building relationships because, quite honestly, it's a little bit slower than Twitter. You can engage with people and build relationships one-on-one more so than Twitter. Feels a little bit more like broadcasting to me, whereas you can go back and forth on Facebook a little bit more comfortable in a comfortable way. So I have to say there's a million things I love about Facebook, but the engagement is the number one thing.
Well, it's great that you said that because I was going to ask you about the pages and the group things. Now, we're talking today mainly to authors and writers who are probably a bit like me. So I have a kind of author page. But if I want to launch a book, now, should I have another page or a group? What's the difference between a page and a group?
Great question. You know, Facebook actually just changed the rules on that, where before you could create a group and then invite people to be a part of that group, and it was a little more exclusive. And then a page, anybody could go to your Facebook page, even if they weren't part of Facebook, if they didn't have an account, they could find your page. But now you can't actually create groups in that sense anymore. Groups are a little bit different where it's more one-on-one conversations and chatting within a group. So what I say for any authors or even wannabe authors that are building their platform, definitely create a Facebook page. Google, Facebook pages are indexed by Google. So basically all that means is Google will eat up all the good stuff going on your page and people can find you easier that way. And also you can customize Facebook pages. So you can create specialized tabs so that they can show your brand and you can sell your book from these tabs. I have a few author clients where we've sold their books directly from the Facebook tab. So there's just so much more you can do with them.
Wow, that's brilliant. So does that mean you can have more than one page?
Yes, you can actually have hundreds of pages and be an admin for hundreds of pages. You can only have one profile. So I do want to make that really clear. Anybody new on Facebook might need a little bit of information there.
That's fantastic. That's really helped me already. Fantastic. So do you have any other tips for writers and authors in promoting themselves and their book?
I do. I know we don't have tons of time, so I'll make a few tips for authors, definitely as it relates to Facebook, is use your Facebook as a way to get your content out as much as possible. I always tell authors to use your best content. Don't hold anything back because a lot of people think, well, I've got to put that in my book and I don't want to share it with the world because obviously you want to sell books. I say don't hold it back. Use that best, your best content to create Facebook posts and perhaps put it on your blog and drive traffic from your blog to Facebook and back and forth. But use that content to engage with your fans on your Facebook because Facebook is probably one of the best places to use your tips and strategies or the information from your book to engage with fans. So that's one tip, to just don't hold back and use the good stuff for sure. But also, Facebook is a great way to find out what your readers want. So I think asking questions on Facebook is a great strategy to really understand the best way to communicate with your readers, the best to find out what they want to hear about. So if you're writing, if you're in the middle of writing a book, definitely get them engaged in that and say, you know, I'm on chapter 9 now and I'm writing about XYZ, what do you think? What should I do next? And really get them engaged because the day that book comes out, they are going to feel as though they helped write it. So you really want to get them as much involved in the writing process as possible. And if you've already written the book, then you want to hear their feedback. What did they think about it? What did they think about a character you wrote about? Ask as many questions as you can on your Facebook page because that's the number one way to get your fans talking. So that's one of my biggest tips, is to ask questions.
That's fantastic. So if you've got a blog and then you've got Facebook and then, like, I love Twitter, how do you not spend your whole life on those three things or more? You know, obviously writing would be one other thing.
You know, that's such a great question. One of the things I always teach is to really figure out your strategy. You know, how much time do you have for your social networking sites? And let's say you think you only have 10 minutes a day, then really make that 10 minutes count, in the sense of when you get on Facebook, turn your phone off, turn your email off, and concentrate on listening to your fans on Facebook and really engaging and posting interesting comments and whatnot. But you really have to focus your attention. I think so many people multitask through social media sites that nothing really gets the attention it deserves. And so it's all kind of a little bit pieced together and not really streamlined. But for your blog, I also suggest, especially writers, you know, writers are the best people to use social media, I think, because they have so much content. And content is king with social media networking, for sure. So for your blog, I suggest you put together an editorial calendar. And all that is basically you have a calendar, let's say, for the next 6 months. And actually write in that calendar when you're going to post a blog, what content you're going to post about, and if you can think of a title in the moment, put the title down there to kind of get your creative juices flowing. But actually schedule out your blogs so that you know, okay, on December 1, I have a blog coming up. I have to plan for it. Rather than try to make it up on the fly, because you're likely going to be overwhelmed and stressed out and you're not going to have as many ideas. But if you really take an hour to build out your editorial calendar, you will definitely be able to streamline the process and actually enjoy it and have time to write for your book, as well as get some really great blog posts out.
Wow, yeah, a lot of planning involved. I totally agree with that. Okay, so I guess, you know, I know you have stacks and stacks of information on your blog, and we'll point people there in a minute. I just had one last question for you. Facebook is a free platform, obviously, and, you know, you can do everything for free on there. But what do you think about using Facebook advertising, Facebook ads, to do book promotion?
You know, I'm actually a huge fan of Facebook advertising. I think that it's a really great way. I've never seen any kind of advertising where you could really target who you want to see these ads. I mean, down to female, male, age, location, interest. I mean, you could really get strategic on how you target for your book advertising. So I suggest every author try it out. Just at least give it a trial run. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. But there's some tricks that you can do for Facebook advertising. One of my favorites is that when you set up your ad, you can actually target the friends of the people that have already fanned your Facebook page. So basically, you'll see it in there. It's hard to explain without showing you. But if you're setting up a Facebook ad, there's an option to actually target, like I said, all the people that are already fans of your page. You target their friends. Because there's usually a mutual interest between friends, you're likely going to target people that would also be interested in your book. So I say definitely try out this tactic. It's one of my favorites, and I've seen it work really well.
Wow, that's a good one. Thank you so much, Amy. Your content is fantastic. So why don't you tell people where they can find you online?
Great. I'm at amyporterfield.com, and you can just go there and you'll find my blog post and all my social networking sites and all that good stuff. So I'd love to see you. And if you do stop by, definitely leave a comment so I know you stopped by.
Thanks ever so much for your time, Amy. That was great.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be a part of your program. I appreciate it.